Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, the time is getting nigh, as they say, and we've got two very similar questions in. They came in a few days ago, but I think they're still quite relevant. One was from Zelda, the other one was from Oki, and they've both been struggling with a bit of illness. Zelda saying she got flu, and she managed to finish her antibiotics last week Friday. She ran 30 kilometers on Sunday, felt good, woke up on Monday, and was sick again. She should not have run on Sunday. That's what she's saying to herself. She'll rest this week. No long run on the weekend. Will she be fined for comrades if the last training she did was 2 weeks before race day? And Oki saying training has been going well. Although he has been ill for the last 2 weeks, he's picked up bronchitis. He hasn't run for 2 weeks. He's planning on hitting the road again now. He's just worried that he's lost fitness and strength. Will he still be able to run the comrades?
Look, Oki's the more fortunate of the two because obviously he's asking the question in advance. I couldn't help but shake my head as you were reading Zelda's question. So look, the most important thing is to start healthy. So by starting healthy, you give yourself the best chance of finishing on race day. In this last little bit, but you would not have lost heaps of fitness. In the case of Zelda, she may lose a little bit, but she's not going to lose tons. It's not going to be a critical failure. I mean, she can start running again if she's asymptomatic or as soon as she's asymptomatic, but just keep it down to like short stuff, 5 to 8 Ks, really just to provide small stimulus to the body, get the legs going again, get comfortable feeling running. And my advice to Oki is pretty much the same. Get healthy, get symptom free, and then just tick over between now and race day. And if you do that, you're going to be fine. You're going to be feeling good and you're going to be feeling fresh. But, you know, 2 weeks to go, firstly, if you try and do any kind of big hits of exercise, it's going to make you tired and that's going to affect your race day. And secondly, straight after any illness, we do have a dip in our immune function and we are susceptible to secondary infections or reinfection from the same disease, especially if we go and do another big immune denting bout of exercise, like running 30Ks 2 days after we declared healthy. So always ease back into exercise after being ill. By doing that, we actually gently lift the immune system and help it on its way. Plus, we limit our losses and safely return to exercise.
Awesome stuff. I hope that helps, and best of luck to the two of you as well in the final few days in the build-up to this year's Comrades Marathon. Until next time, Lindsay Perry's Lindsay Perry. I'm Brad Brown. We'll chat again tomorrow. Cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.